Chapter 8. Victims of Their Own Device. In training Venomous, Tenebris had obviously believed that he was protecting the grand plan. Venomous, too, by keeping an eye on a handful of forceful candidates he or perhaps Tenebris had discovered. But now it fell to Plagueis to do something about those potential competitors, if for no other reason than to eliminate the possibility of another surprise attack. Venomous's ship databanks contained information on 6 beings, but subsequent investigation by 114D revealed that one had died of natural causes, another was executed, and a third was killed in a cantina brawl. 2 of the remaining 3 were unnamed, but Plagueis and 114D had succeeded in learning as much about them as Venomous knew after cracking the complex code the Bith had used to safeguard the entries. How Venomous's candidates had escaped notice by the Jedi was something of a mystery, but one scarcely worth solving. Plagueis simply had to determine whether they posed a threat to him or to the grand plan. Munes were seldom glimpsed quaffing Wyrin's reserve in exclusive tap caffs, sampling refined spice in members-only clubs, or challenging the house in marathon sabacc tournaments. Holonet celebrity programs never showed them with Twi'lek dancers on their slender arms, or venturing into forests, seas, or mountain ranges purely for sport or adventure. But Plagueis was about to break with tradition, now that the first of Venomous's potential candidates had been traced to a casino in Liana City, in the heart of the remote Tian cluster.